This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled New Herbicides for 2021, Part 1, written by Scott McElroy, PhD, Professor, Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences, and Jim Harris, Research Associate, Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences, both at Auburn University. The following article will discuss select new products that will be available for turfgrass industry use in 2021. The discussion of these products is not an endorsement of the products, and exclusion of products that may be newly available is not opposition to those products. Products discussed have been researched in Dr. McElroy's research group, and some available data is presented. Always follow the label, regardless of what any article may say about a product. The label is the law. New herbicide products do not necessarily mean new active ingredients. New herbicide product names may simply be repackaged active ingredients or novel mixtures of previously available active ingredients. Novel active ingredients are a rarity with respect to new herbicide products. The lack of a novel active ingredient does not necessarily mean that the products do not bring a new control angle to the turfgrass industry. Novel combinations of older active ingredients can provide additive or even synergistic herbicide effects and can broaden the spectrum of weeds controlled. But with new combinations, it is important to understand the activity of individual active ingredients contained in the products. Coastal. Coastal herbicide is a new combination of older products, imazoquin, prodiamine, and simazine. Imazoquin, previously labeled as Image, can now be purchased as the standalone product Scepter TNO. Prodiamine was first labeled as Barricade, and simazine was first labeled as Princep. There are other product names. It simply is easier to refer to the first product name used. New herbicide mixtures primarily target new combinations of post-herbicides, Trimec-type herbicides, or herbicides with mixtures of sulfentrazone and quinclorac. Echelon is a combination of prodiamine and sulfentrazone, pre and post, respectively, but few, if any, others exist. Coastal is another unique combination because it also combines both pre- and post-herbicides. Prodiamine is strictly a pre-emergence herbicide with no post-emergence activity. Simazine is used for post-winter weed control, primarily Poa annua, but it can provide 14 to 28 days of residual. Imazoquin is a post-emergence herbicide with minimal residual activity. Coastal is labeled for use on Bermuda grass, centipede grass, St. Augustine grass, and zoysia grass. Like the name implies, it is primarily targeted at warm season turf along the Gulf Coast. Being registered for weed control on the four primary warm season grasses is important for lawn care because it does not require the changing of products from one turf grass lawn to the next. Research conducted in 2019 to 2020 evaluated Coastal in September and October for Poa annua and winter annual broadleaf control. Coastal was applied at 32 or 64 fluid ounces per acre with or without metsulfuron at 0.5 ounces per acre. A comparison treatment, Spectacle, at 6.5 fluid ounces per acre plus metsulfuron at 0.5 fluid ounces per acre was included. All treatments controlled Poa annua completely, regardless of split or single applications. The additional benefit of Coastal is that it also provided effective control of the annual broadleaf small hop clover. Coastal with and without metsulfuron reduced hop clover cover to 2-4%, while hop clover cover was greater than 25% on non-treated plots. The combination of residual activity from prodiamine and simazine combined with the post-emergence activity of simazine and imazoquin likely lead to the effective control. Vexus. Vexus is a new herbicide product containing the new active ingredient pyrimisulfan. It is a sedge control herbicide with excellent cool and warm season turf grass safety. It is also labeled for golf and residential turf. Vexus is currently only sold as a granular. A sprayable formulation is currently in the registration pipeline. There are many herbicide options for sedge control and turf. 20 to 30 years ago, herbicides for sedge control and turf grass were primarily limited to MSMA and Basagram. Now, several ALS inhibitors are available, including Sedgehammer, Monument, Certainty, Celero, and Katana. Also, Dismiss is a PPO inhibitor that provides a different mode of action for sedge control in cases of herbicide resistance. Vexus is an ALS inhibiting herbicide, so it does not bring a new mode of action to the table for sedge control. The current benefits of Vexus are that it can be applied as a granular and with a high level of cool and warm season turf grass safety. Safety across cool and warm season turf grass is beneficial for the transition zone where such grasses may be directly adjacent to each other. Expect new herbicides in the future that use pyrimisulfan in a novel mixture to gain a greater spectrum of weed control. Scepter TNO. Imazoquin was first used in turf grass under the trade name of Image. Since then, the Image name has been rebranded for the home lawn care market, and an Image-branded product can contain atrazine, MSMA in the past, or other active ingredients. Image is less of a herbicide brand name and more of a marketing strategy for herbicide products in the consumer herbicide space. Scepter TNO has replaced Image as the standalone product containing only imazoquin. There is nothing new about Scepter TNO, only the name has changed. Imazoquin is a unique, probably overlooked product. As products age, marketing budgets do not keep up and consumers are attracted to the newer, flashier products. Newer products are not necessarily better, but they can highlight some of the issues with an older active ingredient. Imazoquin is one of those active ingredients that was exposed with the introduction of new products. While it has sedge, broadleaf, and cool season grass activity, one of the needs of newer products is broad spectrum activity and excellent turf grass safety. Imazoquin is effective for sedge control, but it really needs a tank mix partner like MSMA for consistent effectiveness. It is not broad spectrum for broadleaf weed control either, and POA annual control can be inconsistent. Research was conducted in 2019 to evaluate combinations of Scepter TNO for Dove weed control. Treatments included Scepter 5.7 ounces an acre plus Dismiss at 4.0 fluid ounces per acre, applied three times, Scepter 8.5 ounces per acre plus Dismiss, 6 ounces per acre, applied two times. Scepter TNO at 8.6 ounces per acre plus Metsulfuron at 0.5 ounces per acre, applied two times. And Celsius at 4.9 ounces per acre, applied twice. All treatments contain non-ionic surfactant and were applied at 30 gallons per acre spray volume. Doveweed plot cover was approximately 20 to 30% at the time of application on June 24th. Following sequential applications, all treatments reduced doveweed cover to 0 to 3% cover 2 weeks after the second applications. Three applications of Scepter plus Dismiss at a lower rate was not more effective when rated on September 13th than two applications at a higher rate. All treatments were statistically equivalent in doveweed plot cover, 2 to 6%, as rated on September 13th, while non-treated plots had approximately 80% plot cover. Based on past research and observations, all treatments provided excellent doveweed control. Final thoughts. This article is meant to highlight a select set of new herbicides entering the turfgrass market. Expect follow-up articles this year discussing other new products. For all resources referenced in this article, check out our show notes. And don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.